Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. Fire up the band! Yes. Are you celebrating the wearing of the green? Are you celebrating at work today? Because, you know, the fact that it's Sunday, I don't know, kind of screws a lot of people up, don't you think? I mean, can't really, I mean, it's, you know, Sunday, you see. Look, let me just tell you, as a proud half-Irishman, my father's side is Irish, my mother's side is Armenian. I've said it before, people say, Irish and Armenian, what did your parents meet off the boat or something? What an odd combination. I said, yeah, tell me about it. I grew up like that. But anyway, so St. Patrick's Day is Sunday. I guess they will be coloring the river in Chicago green, right? Chicago River going to be green? Yeah. It's always, every year I see that picture, I'm always amazed. I don't know how much dye you need to put into that river to make to make it green. See, here's my problem with St. Patrick's Day, and I love St. Patty's Day, don't get me wrong. I love it. But a lot of the traditional stuff, I just can't take part in. Because number one, I'm not a big drinker. I mean, I enjoy, you know, a beer here and there. But I'm really not. And plus, the beer that's usually associated with St. Patrick's Day, especially if you're talking Ireland, is Guinness, which is a dark beer. And I just do not like dark beer. I mean, I see dark beer, and my first reaction is, yeah. That's pretty much it, yeah. So that's one thing. But then on top of that, even many of the foods that are associated with corned beef and cabbage, I don't like it. I don't like corned beef and cabbage, especially cabbage. I don't eat anything with cabbage. About the only thing I'll eat with cabbage is the Chinese egg rolls. You know how they have cabbage inside them? But that's it. That's the only way I will. I find cabbage gross. So people will say, hey, come on, let's go. Let's go get celebrating St. Patrick's Day. We'll get a Guinness and a corned beef and cabbage. I'm really the odd man out there, man. I'm sorry. A beef stew. My wife will make me beef stew on St. Patrick's, because she knows that's a traditional Irish thing, too. So she goes, you want me to make you beef stew on St. Patrick's Day? I go, yeah. Or we'll go out for it. But most of the time, I'm like, nah, never mind. So that's it. Here's the thing, though. Again, St. Patrick's Day is on a Sunday. And especially in Ireland, for years, it was more of a religious celebration than a partying one. I mean, here in the States, it's been a big party holiday for years. But they've only just in the past, I don't know, 20 years or whatever, started doing that in Ireland, being a big party day. But it was always really more of a religious observance than anything. So the fact now that it's on Sunday, how does that work? Have you got to make a choice, or they're going to cancel each other out, or what? I don't know. But regardless, happy St. Patrick's Day. Are you wearing green today? Is this the day you get pinched? If you don't wear green, do you get pinched? Or is that Sunday only? I don't know. Somebody would explain the rules to me, please. I would be a lot happier.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.